There you go. There you go. There's an intro, and then we bring it down, and then we talk. That's how the radio machine works.
Woo!
Yay, radio machine. Hi, guys. It is the Papa's Basement Show. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I am joined today by Pete Maybe.
Hello.
And Sarah Beaker.
That's
Hiya.
My catchphrase.
That's Beaker was the Muppet thing that had the tall one or the green one?
Tall one, yeah.
That looked like a sick Latino.
He just made like meep sounds or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I get that a lot. I get a lot of meeps in my daily life. Unrelated.
Of course not. It's just an O thing. Is that it? Is that by virtue of being a Beaker?
Yes, I read it in O magazine.
As you get close, you go meep, 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 meep.
Yeah, kind of a.
Okay.
Show me your meep face.
A Geiger counter.
Your meep face. Take her on the meep roller coaster. Meep, meep, meep.
On the meep train.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. We are fast approaching 500. We are so... I don't want to spoil it, but Pete has been working hard here on the surprise guest.
You guys are going to be blown away by who is going to show up on
let it out.
Episode
I'm so
500.
Excited.
I'm letting one name out.
No.
I know that you've got like 10 booked.
Yeah, but I still haven't told you like half of them because you can't be trusted.
I went through your emails. I found one of them. Amelia Clark, Game of Thrones. Just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there.
We're the ones that talked her into
two more
showing
words.
Them
Topless
in the
radio.
Next season.
Yeah.
God bless her for pulling those back out. Apparently that wasn't CGI.
I read that
All right.
too.
Oh, yeah. She knows how to breastfeed a dragon. And it involves bosoms
nice.
Being shown on the TV. So we got the show's website done. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You guys plug your Twitter handles. They try to do the comedy thing as
Go
well.
Go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
I'm barely on there anymore, too. Twitter was so great like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When you could be mildly entertaining and
back
get like
in,
20
like,
retweets.
Like horse ebooks times.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
The good days. Yeah.
We would raise a barn and then we would eat some back fat and tack back and biscuits and...
Sure, all those were totally words.
I should have kept at least a couple of my handles.
That was like the Mexican food of sentences. You just took like sort of the same couple of syllables and put them together in a bunch of different ways.
Isn't that the Southern thing? I think there's like back tack, tack
just
back.
Just two syllable foods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Beef poops?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Who doesn't love a good deep fried beef poop?
My grandmother's beef poops.
Who doesn't like a horse plop?
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Related to the beef poop, shockingly enough.
I'm at Pete Maybe. And I'm also at deadmaybejokes@gmail.com if you guys want to correspond.
And what's your insanely long Tumblr that no one will ever
maybe not a Tumblr.
Did you stutter? Is that literally the whole
thing?
It's
not that.
I think it's
not that
funny.
Long. Maybe not.
Oh, my God. Oh.
A lot of people like it.
It's had 6 clicks, right? And 5 are like spider bots.
It kills.
It. Really?
It's been looked at by a bunch of late night writers.
Don't lie.
I'm telling you, that's how I get the inside information. Nobody else is getting it. John, when was the last time anybody gave you some information like that? I'm the guy. I'm coming through. I'm coming through.
Going to waste making direct eye contact with me while lying to my face. Make it matter.
I can do it all night.
Say it was like the biggest you've ever seen. Something like that. Just that I'm not fat. Say something. Don't lie about your dumb.
I'm not lying.
Tumblr.
I'm telling you, that's how it happens.
Cannot leave this at home.
Sarah Becker.
Every single time.
I know we do the same.
I'm at Madam Too Soon on the tweets.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
it's a beautiful handle.
Lots of silent letters in there, right?
Ugh.
It's not spelled T-O-O-S-O-O-N.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, you
is
might
it?
Wanna.
Yeah, do you think that that's better? I thought that it looked weird, so I changed it because I.
How do you spell yours?
T-U-S-O-O-N.
That's
too soon.
I don't know. I just
I
feel like you.
It?
I feel like you should tell people
Don
what it's
Quixote
spelled,
correctly.
How it's spelled.
Okay.
When you do.
But
it.
I do. He always makes me.
Because that is how captivating radio begins. 5 minutes of spelling.
Spell something.
Good point. Yes. All right.
All right. So we got to get right to the money shot. We'll talk about the wrestling
At least
show
some
another day.
Small change.
We got to get right to the news money shot of the week.
Please.
A gorilla. In the Cincinnati Zoo. This is the first time anyone has discussed this. It's just
I think
insane.
That's true. We're breaking the story.
Yeah, it
What's,
is.
As in injuring it, making it no longer work.
What story?
Oh, poor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We keep you around for the face. So a kid, like a four-year-old, right?
And the hardware.
Something like that.
A little tot. It's not like a 16-year-old.
Tot size, yeah.
Or else we'd be questioning
Appetizer
who was
size.
Shot.
Yeah.
Little tater tot-sized baby. Yeah. A little four-year-old kid tumbles into some sort of gorilla pen, a gorilla enclosure, at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Not entirely enclosed, apparently.
I sound like I'm setting up a dick joke.
Yeah.
Two Jews walk in.
Walk into a gorilla cage.
Yeah. So the huge silverback, which I used to be obsessed with gorillas as kids.
I'm like, so surprised by this.
Yeah. That was my favorite animal, over the cat, over anything.
I had, those were the two animals you knew about?
I had gorilla.
Your house cat over and silverback anything. Gorillas.
It went silverback, gorilla, and koala.
You had one
you.
Movie in your house, and it was like a VHS of Congo.
VHS of Gorillas in the Mist, starring Sigourney Weaver, the underappreciated sex goddess of our cinema time.
I think she's appreciated. I think everybody appreciates her. There's no Dana, good. Only Zool. Yeah, like
Ripley,
we understand.
Ripley with her big bird hair. No one would bang that except
she's
for me.
She's no Jamie Lee Curtis.
6 foot certainly. Sigourney Weaver. So, kid tumbles in to this gorilla pen. The big silverback, which is like, that was the be all end all of gorilla life. That's all I remembered.
According to your book/movie.
If you were a Western mountain gorilla, I believe you had to be a silverback. I'm not, there were like Eastern gorillas and Western gorillas. You were like a Western mountain gorilla. Because there's also like lowland gorillas.
Beefing.
Yeah, exactly.
Constant beef.
It was some real Tupac Biggie ass.
Yeah.
These guys, that was like, if you are going to, like if you're going to be a shark, be a great white. If you're going to be a gorilla, be this like Western mountain silverback.
Whenever they ask, remember what to say. Be a great white.
Yeah, you're having really. Sex with don't every screw other. It up. Gorilla in your gorilla pod, whatever it's called.
Gorilla pod.
Yeah,
your
like
hands
a
made the
pod
best
of gorillas.
Ashtrays. Like it was the life. So the dude gorilla, not the nurturing kind, like the female. But,
so sexist.
No, I'm just saying, like in nature, men don't beat around the bush. Like a dude lion, when a guy
men both beat things and live in the bushes.
Yeah,
I don't understand what you're
especially
saying.
Especially gorillas.
Particularly gorillas.
Well, in the example of a lion.
Okay.
Still in the bush.
So you knew about three animals.
You exactly. Pretty much all from the Jungle Book, but yeah. We'll get to
okay,
that later.
Well, fair enough.
So the lion just moves in, and he's like, oh, hey, she lion. She's had a litter, but it's not his litter. He doesn't have to pretend to like the kids and then like pay for their college while they scream like, you're not my real lion, Dad. Like,
yeah.
He shouldn't have to.
He just bites their heads off.
I don't know that they do that.
Oh, legit. Look it up.
I don't
know. Oh, they'll kill it if
that.
The offspring's different?
Yeah, like he'll move in once like well, he's bested the other guy or like, you know, a freak gazelle accident gutted the other dude lion.
Sure.
And he's just like, oh, that's not my kid. You know what has to happen here. And she's like, yeah, make it quick and then boom me. I got to squirt out another litter for you in a couple months. So, yeah, he just bites off their heads like little tots.
Well, now I can't remember why we were talking about
I don't know why
this.
I find that so funny.
We're getting into somebody... jungle law. You're
jungle law.
You're a former lawyer
jungle
over here.
Jungle law is constantly in flux.
I thought, yeah, jungle law would appeal to you. So
yeah.
I'm just saying jungle dudes, be they lion or gorilla,
sure.
Not really known for their nurturing. I think like various kids have tumbled into gorilla pens before. And as long as like mama gorilla gets it.
Yeah.
She's just like, you know, playing with the kid until the rescuers come. That was either learned from National Geographic or an episode of The Simpsons.
Right.
Where I believe.
It's happened, though.
No, it has legit happened.
Yeah.
Lot.
I think it's legit happened before. They're like, it's not. It's not that
I
bad.
I had to drop the facade for a second. I wasn't making... I think it's always, yeah. And it's like... What was the gorilla's name in The Simpsons, though? Toots?
Oh, I don't recall.
It had to be play on Coco, right?
I don't think it was.
I don't remember.
Something dumb, like Chubba Wubba.
Yeah. This is when I wish that we had callers.
So, like, no. You never wish that. You never wish that in a million years. Take that back.
I bet there's a huge intersection between people who know a bunch of stuff about The Simpsons and people who listen to this
I'll give
cast.
You that much. I'll give you that much. So, a dude gorilla grabs it. And the people running the zoo.
Sure, the zoo people.
Yeah, because the parents, by the way, who couldn't watch their kid closely enough to keep its ass out of the pen. And how did it, like, they don't make these easy to get into.
I don't know. I mean,
so,
do you remember last time you've been at a zoo? I'm sure we could get in
ago.
If we wanted to. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
but
know
we're resourceful adults in our mid-20s.
I definitely wouldn't.
I bet it would still
young.
Be really
all
hard,
parts
too.
Of that sentence were equally true.
Resourceful 20-somethings. How does a four-year-old just plop his dumb little ass in this pen?
I don't know. Did any of us actually read, like, an... extensive article
about it. No, absolutely.
I basically just read a handful of tweets and saw some stuff on my Facebook wall.
The kid winds
up there.
I was like, people are mad.
Oh, people are mad that people are mad.
I saw the two words that were there and it was like, gorilla kid. And I was like, I don't care.
I was really excited when I thought there was a gorilla kid.
Everybody was going to have their two cents.
That was my favorite cartoon growing
gorilla
up.
Gorilla kid?
Gorilla kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the kid drops in.
Shape of a kid.
The zoo.
Or a gorilla. It's very entertaining.
It's naturally a gorilla turns into a kid.
The zookeeper, Chris Kyle.
Oh, I thought it was the other way.
Is like, hey,
I've been watching it wrong.
There's a kid in the gorilla pen. We pretty much got one solution to this. Pulls out his big old sniper rifle.
Did he have to use a flamethrower?
Oh,
just optional.
That would have been so bad. Just flaming gorilla stink for weeks and days.
Oh, because hair smells really bad. So that's like the whole.
And you
that's got to be terrible.
I always figure gorillas are just kind of always damp. They look damp.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I need deodorant and a shower daily to not smell like a basement. And
Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
Hence the name of the show.
Yeah, and a car freshener that no one buys.
Easily 40% less hairy. Than a gorilla. I mean, easily. It could be like 50.
I've seen it.
Only because you just got a haircut.
Barely.
Yeah.
And my back was shaved and plucked.
Yeah.
Wait, the shoulder blades were plucked. The back was shaved. Let's get it straight. So.
So, yeah, I think we can all agree that
the gorilla
is probably pretty stanky.
His name was like Mbuji or some crap. Can you look it up, someone?
Certainly can.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm on the task.
He had a fancy African
Pete's on
name.
Research. Fancy African name.
He gets one
we
between
call
the
Toby,
eyes.
But it was...
Oh, whoa. All right.
Make up for it.
That's just wrong. Mm. So the gorilla gets shot. The kid, I guess, gets rescued because apparently...
And then his parents take him home and shoot him.
Well, Harambe.
Harambe.
Oh,
so
that is a very...
despite the fact that the rest of the pen was filled with gorillas, I guess those were like the safe gorillas. So they shoot one and they're like, let that be a lesson to the rest of you gorillas. And they run off.
They should have done that, yeah.
And they grab the kid and pull him up. Since then, people have been losing their minds because, for the most part, as one would expect, especially out of kindly white people who have empathy for all things once they're dead.
Right.
There's a lot of justice for Harambe posters being held aloft. People are losing their minds about the fact the gorilla was shot. There's backlash. Some people are being like, hey, what do you expect to happen? Like, they kind of, despite the fact it's sucky that this very endangered animal. And I mean, like, really, how many kids are there in the world? Four-year-olds? Like, China alone has to account for, like, a billion? Right at four. If I do my math right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
There's, like, 200 to 300 of this gorilla in stock.
Right.
Not a lot of them. And
oh, I was going
to
be like,
they're like spread
funny.
Out at various zoos. You know what I mean? Like you have to get one of them to into a cup and then mail it to the other zoo and then smash that up in the she gorilla so she gets pregnant maybe.
Yeah. And somebody has to do that. Somebody gets paid to do that.
Little boys at the zoo.
Yeah. And if not, Fist Rosie O'Donnell has to drink it.
Mm-hmm. It's just in the contract.
It can't go to waste.
So, there's a lot at play here.
Yeah.
A lot of different angles here.
I definitely can see, like, how this fills up a Facebook feed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The two takes are, one, it's a human kid that takes priority over everything. I don't care if you have to shoot Harambe and then rape his corpse in front of the rest of the gorillas to keep the kid safe. That's what's going to happen.
This is what happens if you get out of line.
Also the smell.
Exactly.
Yeah. As we mentioned already.
Know your place, gorillas.
Make a statement.
The other half is kind of like, hey, you know, there's lots of examples of kids falling in pens and the gorillas just like, you know, feed them carrots until the zookeepers come.
Yeah.
And it works out all right. I think what gets to me, first of all, there's a lot. There's a lot I'm thinking of when this happens. First.
So far, it's been mostly about the hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking of anything else, go ahead and share that with us.
Not to be all preachy, pescatarian, vegetarian, whatever the hell I am this week.
Whatever the sometimes
just funny
food person.
Just funny to me.
It is so easy to forget that you don't eat meat all the time.
I know, because I'm just
sometimes
this chubby slob.
He does.
But Yeah, sometimes I will too. Like if he gets nachos.
It's not often, yeah.
And I'm like, what am I gonna pick beef and like look like I'm finger painting at the bar?
Yeah, except usually he's like, what am I gonna pay for my food? Exactly. You bought some. I'm gonna have some too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Occasionally I'll get them to like put the crumbled bacon on the side. And then Pete just
we have
sits
asked
there
for that. Yeah.
Taking like, shots of bacon crumbles from a plastic cup.
Why get cheese fries in America if you cannot get bacon on them? But whatever.
Yeah.
So the people losing their minds that an animal was shot in a relatively humanely manner. You know what I'm saying? Probably got one right through the heart, right through the head, and was done in seconds.
Yeah, if anybody's going to do it.
They're going to go home and eat like roughly 8 dead pigs and cows in the course of the next couple
days. Oh, totally.
But that's fine because they grew up
and gorilla steaks.
And we
now we've got gorilla steaks. There's a big sale.
There's plenty of gorilla glue.
These same
left
people
to go
who
around.
Eat that crap. If you were just like, well, if you're so upset about Harambe, how about he lives on as part of your tissue? They would be like, that is disgusting.
Dude.
Yeah.
They would lose their minds over it. So
that stinky bastard? No way.
I know that was a little preachy and douchey.
No. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, apparently.
Second of all, I know this kid is 4. I cannot wait.
Again, we just guessed that he was 4.
No, he's 4.
Oh, okay. I'm reading. Right.
I read things. Don't
or just, 3. Whatever.
Just because I meander doesn't mean I haven't prepped. Okay. This kid is going to get so much S at kindergarten next year on the playground. They're just going to call him Gorilla Kid.
Are they going to even remember?
That's not that bad a name.
Are you kidding me? Do you think anything?
And for a second, I thought you meant like snacks, like he was going to be like King Pimp.
No, do you mean to say anything in this kid's life? He's just some like, I believe, like a, not that the odds would be better if he was like
just
a white
starting
kid
out,
from Colorado Springs, but I believe he's like an inner city youth from Cincinnati.
I shouldn't have started out as the kid who killed a gorilla.
It's
This is going to be tough.
He's only going to get S on the playground for it. And then later in life, try to get laid using that notoriety.
I feel like that's going to come a little bit later.
Is that what baby Jessica did?
Yeah. She was like, hey.
Is she like using that as her pitch in the bars now?
Yeah, she's like, stick it in my well.
Yeah.
Dig the baby out of the well.
I really hope, having her whole life to practice, that she's going to
put the baby in the well.
Exactly.
Maybe make a wish.
How girthy are you? Because the well is wide.
That doesn't even make sense.
It does if you realize I'm using well as a euphemism for vagina.
Oh, okay.
Now you go.
Now. I think you mean good, not well.
So this kid, his entire life, let's be honest, is going to be shaped by this gorilla incident. People will call him dumb for falling in. They're going to laugh at him. Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, guess what? If you stay at my home, is my dad going to get shot through his head? Screw off, Gorilla Boy.
Don't you think, I mean, the animals are more important than people thing sort of pendulums, right? Like, don't you think we're just sort of in an upswing of that?
Oh,
right
I mean,
now?
Yeah, it's going to taper off until the next kid kills like an elephant or something.
Yeah, I just mean, by the time he's
a
teenager.
But he's still going to get, especially when he's a teenager, though, if people get wind of that, because they will. Because everybody is evil, and when they get on the internet, they search for what they don't like about you, and yeah, that kid will be ridiculed. I think so. But I don't think it'll be as heavy.
Like, I don't know.
I'm with John. I think people are going to hold on to that. They're going to be like, dude.
It'll never leave
dummy.
Him. Dude.
Even if he just fell in there, and the gorilla didn't die, they'd be like, you're still an idiot.
I've watched The Wire, I know what it is to be an inner-city black man.
Been there, too.
It's very, very nickname-centric. And if you think this guy's nickname throughout the rest of his life isn't going to somehow relate back to this gorilla thing, and I know they're trying to protect his identity right now. You really think the rest of the neighborhood wasn't like, hey, the Stevens family has been out today, and like finally they come home at 8 p.m. and little DeQuambe or whatever the hell the 4-year-old's name is like in a blood-stained gorilla fur covered, I had a great time at the Cincinnati Zoo shirt. Yeah. It'll get out right quick. No one can keep a secret. The instant anyone in the neighborhood finds out who it was, it's getting tweeted.
Oh, it's on
Facebook. Yeah. I believe in their culture talked about at the barbershop.
Yeah.
And the beauty parlor.
We're definitely showing ourselves to know a ton about inner city little four-year-old boy culture.
I grew up in Woodbridge. I know all about
it. Let us never think we're insensitive again.
Three or four-year-old.
Also, how old before this kid starts screaming at his parents, why do I have to listen to you? You can't even keep me out of a goddamn gorilla pen.
Yeah. And he definitely gets a therapist. He gets like a free therapist earlier than everybody else.
Anytime they offer him advice.
Yeah.
I would just be like, oh, now should I take your word because you're so stupid you let me fall in a gorilla pen and they had to shoot that gorilla because of you?
Oh, you're going to come to my game? You're going to come watch me play like you watched me fall into the gorilla pit, huh, Dad?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is going to get lobbed like a grenade all over that household.
Yeah, that seems fun, actually.
Do you like that? Do you like that in your back pocket?
Well, it's good for him, yeah.
It's so simple, right? Who wouldn't rather have some simple crap to hate their parents about instead of complicated crap?
Yeah, I guess so.
Apparently, it was premeditated.
By the gorilla?
No, I'm reading here in this stupid news because everybody wants to give their opinions.
Okay.
And then
they're like
stupid news.
stupidnews.com.
Yeah, .org.
And there are witnesses that are like, you know what I heard? The child was joking about going into the enclosure.
Well, the whole time he was apparently just saying, Mommy, can I go in the moat? Can I go in the moat? Can I go in the moat? And the mom was like, no.
Excellent answer.
And somehow Dummy found his way in.
That wasn't strong enough?
Yeah.
Should have had a leash.
No. Why? Because he's black?
What?
No,
the gorilla should have had a leash. Gosh.
Exactly.
Get it together.
But yeah, the one no. The no.
just that one week.
Just looking at my phone.
I want the footage to come out, and I want her to just be screwing around on Instagram.
Is there not footage?
Or tweeting like 500
emojis.
There's got
to be footage of the actual patrons. I imagine because they got to like keep an eye out for people that have like ill intentions other than dumb little kids.
Trying to steal the animals? Is that why the cameras would be
ever? Yes.
I guess cameras are...
There are activists that will do that.
We live in Panopticon, so yes. I'm going to assume... There were cameras trained up this gorilla's ass. Like, everything was... Yeah.
I don't even think the kid was in there long enough for the camera to catch him.
I want that leaked more than I want the Jay-Z Solange Knowles fight leaked. Like, I want to see... I want...
Well, that one, he
actual,
just kind of stood there.
Yeah, that's true. I just want video of, like, the physical incarnation, the manifestation of bad parenting. In front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to see what it is.
That video is going to be sweet
when you
if it
are
comes
such
out.
A bad parent, you lose your kid in a gorilla enclosure, and then a gorilla gets its innocent eyes blown all over the back.
Are we going to bet on this? Like, what are the odds? I mean, I'm also taking that bet, but I think
we
can start a pool, and
I will
anybody who wants to join in.
Big boy.
I'll be the bookkeeper. Oh, no, if footage shows up, what is going on in that situation?
At least,
and I say it is they're not paying attention.
At least one of the two parents is on a phone. And are we going to do like?
I don't think
the parents were on the phone.
The stakes and say like if it's phone.
Are we do a little P word handshake bet or big boy lay in some dead presidents bet? I'll put money on this. At least one of those two parents, even if it's just filming the gorillas, has an iPhone in hand. Droid also counts. I'm old, so I just call iPhone.
Okay,
like,
well,
awesome.
If you want to say iPhone, I'm... Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know.
One of those two.
I can't argue with you. I'm going to say iPhone 2. So
Our
bet is nothing.
I will bet you three...
Well, I bet you it's an iPhone 5.
Eartha Kitts or whatever our new $20 bill is.
You're literally
Aretha Franklin's?
That's what I was going to say. Some Patti LaBelle's. Who was it? Sojourner Truth? What's our $20 bill now? Tubman.
Tubman.
There we go. Tubman. So, anything you guys... I mean, I guess my final take is, yes, you have to shoot the gorilla because the parents are that damn stupid.
It's too much at risk.
I don't think we know anything about the parents. I think a kid could get in like 2 seconds. I don't know. I don't I don't think it means that the parents are like the world's worst parents.
I like it because it forces us to acknowledge that sometimes, let's just be honest objectively, animal life in the grand scheme of things, a stupid gorilla was probably going to bring more joy and more happiness in the course of its life than just some dumb random kid. There's a billion kids out there. There's like 200 of this gorilla. And every person out there is like, you know, really, if we're keeping it real, the gorilla, more important, but you gotta give humanity preferential treatment, I guess. I guess.
I like the fact that it brings that up, too. I don't like that everybody has, like, a big crazy opinion about it, but I like the fact that we have to sometimes think about why we value things. Because all of the reasons for valuing things are crazy.
Really? It's just supply and demand.
Well,
that's
it wasn't
in this case.
That's all
valuing anything is. It isn't, and that's why I think there's such an uproar. Because a lot of people are like, there's so
they're like,
few
yeah, really,
of that
was he going to do anything?
I'm going to lay this
not
on you.
Not all valuation is free market valuation.
If that gorilla was albino, they would have let him twist that kid's head off like a Pepsi lid.
He wouldn't have even gotten arrested and put in the zoo.
Oh, my God. That albino gorilla could have been doing anything. He could have been lobbing that kid in the air like a kickball. It would not have mattered. The parents would have been screaming. Oh, is that not how you play it? Just throwing it in the
air? No, I've been doing it, but nobody wants to be on my team.
Hence the term kickball.
Yeah, that sounds right.
The parents could be screaming their heads off. The zookeeper would be like, do you know how valuable the jizz in that thing's sack is? It's worth more than all of our lives. Sweet, sweet albino gorilla jizz.
You could see that in a movie somewhere.
I guess you're right. Okay, maybe they're not the worst parents on earth, but in another more accurate way, aren't they? I'm being serious. Like, isn't it just that...
I think that, I mean, I don't have any kids, obviously. I don't know anything about anything. But I think that I've, like, you know, left stuff on top of a car and I've locked myself out of things. And, I've done millions of stupid things that if what I was entrusted with was a child would be clearly life-threatening.
Also locked in the car.
Locked in the car, yes. I've locked myself in a car.
I
just don't think that, you know... I guess maybe that means I'd be the worst parent in the world, which might be true.
I'm the poster child for ADD. And I forget everything, everywhere. Every day I forget a poo-poo in the toilet. There we go. That's all I wanted. Yeah. And
And cut.
Some part of me thinks that if I were dumb enough to have a child, I would somehow cut through my crappy brain wiring and at least be able to pay attention to that kid and, like you said, not forget him, like, behind my car, like it was vacation with Chevy Chase and stuff like that.
I don't know. I could easily Home Alone somebody.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I like that. Good reference, but...
By that, I mean hit them in the face with a paint can, is that...
The Wet Bandits?
Yeah, the Wet Bandits.
Because they were always aroused.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that's what they were called.
Wouldn't it be great if it was
that
a pair of girls
amazing.
In the remake?
Oh, there's got to be a band named Wet Bandits, right? And it's definitely a girl band.
Some bad punk band, the Wet
Bandits.
Oh, it's a troop of something.
So, I just...
That's amazing.
I know you're trying to be forgiving here, but I think those people need to be judged. This is one of those places where I want to judge. And
you want to judge all the places. You're a judger. You're a judgest.
I am the judgeliest.
Yes.
I guess, despite what I say on air, I much more live and let live. I just know that makes for the most boring radio.
Okay, fine.
If I put out, like, any sort of conflict in life, and then I just go,
I can see where they're coming from.
I just do the shruggy emoji, and that's every episode.
That's a very strong argument.
I can see both sides. No, that doesn't fly. You have to pick a team and then defend it.
You're
vociferously.
Right. Yes.
And there's your word of the day that I think I used correctly.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I think that's
good. Yeah, 1990s cover band in Columbus, the Wet Bandits.
I just remembered I've been rubbing my eyes and I didn't wash my hands after I touched that hobo's hand after giving him a dollar.
You touched a hobo?
I did. I'm so going to have pink eye.
Gross.
I'm
What?
Probably, yeah. That's... it's probably like, it's a 50-50 shot if that was the hobo or if that was you.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
This is where it bites my ass that I fake that... wash my hands after taking
a
piss.
Yes, you got all that hair.
Just done it. I should have just
done it. All
matted
back there.
SOB. I don't know, man. The whole gorilla thing, it just, it's funny, and I love...
it is funny.
It just is. You can
yeah,
go
it's
at
funny
this,
and it's interesting.
You can go at this from all ways.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, bringing up the racial aspect, so that was funny to me.
Well, what's the racial aspect?
She was like...
What was she bringing up?
Are all these white people angry that it was a little black kid that was saved? Like... Would they be able to understand more if a little beautiful white baby was saved? A little vessel of Hitler's Aryan goodness.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Hard to tell.
Nothing to say.
There's
no.
Nothing
really
to say
nothing
other
to say
than talking.
It's
just
sorry.
All you can think
well,
about.
Because everybody already said it.
Yeah.
All you can think about is how great this story is and how it will never die in that household. And this is Gorilla yeah. Boy the rest of his
life.
Oh,
that is kind of a funny thought.
Yeah.
Like, they are screwed up for the rest of their lives.
You don't live that down.
I felt bad saying it. Wow.
You don't live that down.
Yeah, whatever.
John Bobbitt goes to night school.
Oh, God.
And
yeah,
becomes
yeah,
a
like,
dental hygienist. You're not suddenly like,
can't
oh,
do
John
anything.
Bobbitt, teeth.
Yeah.
No, John Bobbitt is known for something else. The rest, this
can't
guy,
do anything now.
Short of curing cancer, you're Gorilla Boy. Like, you really have to cure cancer and maybe also, like,
learn to fly.
Single-handedly. I was going to say kill Kim Jong-un, but is that the one that's dead already? No. Kim Jong-il's dead.
Yeah.
Un's right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to kill Kim Jong-un, I think you just have to dress as a pretty Korean girl and then feed him pepperoni because he's very fat. That's all. No.
He looks terrible. He's right. Gonna die soon. I'm almost positive of that.
I believe he has gout and he's not even 30. When you're gouting and you're not even 30, come on, man.
Whatever. His special powers will fix it.
That you're like that gorilla Humbaba or whatever his name
Harambe.
Is. Harambe. Harambe could be staring in Matrix bullet time at that round coming at his head and still be like, I have an eternity.
There's no
compared
way.
To Kim Jong-un. So, do we want to do the video games next? I have not one, but
you got
two
your little,
video
yeah,
game
yeah.
stories.
Speaking of little kids.
Yes.
One's
lives that
one kind of screwed stuff up, and one's kind yeah. of a hero.
Well, yeah, on one
children
side.
Children find themselves in disasters.
We have a child who got a gorilla killed. What are you smiling about?
Nothing.
And on the other end. On the other side of this, you were bringing up pendulums.
Yes, constantly.
As the pendulum swings from
pits.
Baby bastard to baby hero, we have a child
baby hero
who defended a GameStop almost at the cost of his life.
Ooh.
Local story, too. Silver
yeah,
Spring,
well
Maryland. For those that don't know the Nova area, the whole D.C. area, this GameStop is maybe 5 miles on the north side of D.C., like right outside the city.
Yeah, and there's... if they don't, also if they don't know the D.C. area.
Whoa, Jesus, Sarah.
Get it together.
We call things
what
like
man
Maryland
will have you now?
The Nova area sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
I guess.
What? Kind of do. We're just like,
No, it's just one of those areas. If you're not familiar with it, you're like, oh, it's D.C., it's its own thing. D.C. is actually smushed between Maryland
so
and Virginia.
Tiny. Yeah.
So, despite most people, you think Virginia and a lot of stars and bars flying, the northern part of it and the southern part of Maryland that all border around D.C. were actually this like little liberal nugget.
A bit, yeah.
Little enclave.
Also the moneymakers for the rest of the state.
Oh, yeah. My God. Don't even talk about how they...
I get into that. I'm
like,
good Lord.
Oh, they suckle on our teats till we have 4-inch nipples.
I've been to Danville.
That's on the northern Virginia flag. 4-inch nips because of you and a
there
pointy
finger.
There
is a nipple on the Virginia flag.
That's true, actually. A bared teat,
a
six semper
teat.
Tyrannus.
That's right.
Six semper titanus. What? No. That was a reach. So this little kid, I'm going to just read the story from the Post right now. There's a little dude and this brave little soldier all night, this little 7-year-old. See, and by the way, I'm not getting racial.
Okay.
But this family is the opposite of the gorilla family. Not just because of them, I'm assuming. Oh, no, wait.
They had Android phones.
Exactly. While the gorillas filmed on the iPhones. So this little kid.
Got it.
Is out to dinner at some Japanese crap hole with his parents. The whole night, he's blabbing about how he wants to go and get a Yoshi stuffed animal. Which, very incorrectly, I'm going to say, Washington Post, they describe Yoshi as a turtle dinosaur-looking creature connected to Super Mario and other video games. They mean a Koopa.
Hard
oh,
Yoshi
yeah.
turtle.
Yoshi's just a
dinosaur. Yoshi doesn't look like a GD turtle. Thank you. He doesn't. He's like, what, the little saddle, but it's not a
he's
shell.
Leg, like, get, show him some respect, too. Yeah. The person probably writing that is...
What, 50 yeah. to not know Yoshi?
It's like
come
a
on.
Henchman, not... Thank Yoshi's you. Like a character.
Just Google Yoshi to know what it looks like. That doesn't look like a turtle.
Yeah.
So this little bastard...
I am offended.
All night...
Bad research post.
While his parents, you know, his dad is there at Benihana, let's say, and he's, like, looking down the waitress's kimono. And then the mom is seeing the little onion volcano spurt steam. And she's like, God, I wish my husband's limp dick could still do that. That's what's going through their heads. Then you go to the kid and he's just going, Yoshi.
You've had a lot of
Yoshi,
fun
Yoshi.
Family dinners.
Yeah.
At Benihana, yeah. So this kid finally, right before 9, which I can safely say is the closing time for GameStop every night except for Sundays when it's 6. Who had to look that
but
up?
Also
not
don't,
this guy.
No. Yeah. No, and you should know that.
So at 9:50.
It's a jerk move to show up at 9:00, too.
You can go into a GameStop, and it's pretty chill. Usually it's empty. It's just the clerks ready to get back to their
shocking.
Lives they can barely
go
afford.
Go home
on
and
the
play
GameStop
video
money.
Games.
Yeah, and yeah, that, like, there you go.
Not a big change.
So the kid rolls in, and he's like, son of a bee, I am going to get this goddamn Yoshi. Finally, I had to sit through the dumb rice and the shrimp being flung in my mouth, but I'm getting Yoshi. Right as that happens, and this kid's finally getting his little dick tuggers all over a Yoshi, two youths walk in, and they got their bandanas on, they're brandishing their guns. My lord, they are robbing a GameStop. They are the lowest of the low.
They, what else could have been in this mini mall, I assume, because it's a GameStop, that made them think that was the place that had all the cash, by the way?
I can only assume that they were kids who, you can't racially stereotype based on video games at all. What can I say? They sold
no.
a lot of GTAs and Maddens.
Yeah.
Every video game cuts across all racial lines.
I was trying to think about that too.
Gender.
I was like, what's the motivation to picking a GameStop?
It's a
like,
soft target. To,
yeah,
they
yeah,
only have
weird,
two
right?
people.
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah,
maybe that's
GameStop.
It,
and also, yeah, you're going up against a couple nerds, so it's probably
yeah.
going to be a little easier.
Huh.
But
so the robbers were racially profiling.
Yeah, like
they very well could have. And yes, they were, because I watched the video and they were like, get down, nerd.
Is that true?
No, that didn't happen. But yeah, just wanted to. Just
I love it.
Yelling stuff.
You try lambda mother effer.
Yeah.
So yeah, the two youths of, again, despite my impression, unmentioned race. Bust into this place, and the little Yoshi bastard's parents hit the ground, but little Yoshi guy is just like, these mother effers are here to steal my Yoshi, and this kid sprints up while holding Yoshi with his right hand, because he is not going down,
so
and just
awesome.
Starts punching one of these robbers right in the breadbasket over and over with
That's
his left
amazing.
Hand.
Amazing.
Again,
you can see it in the video too.
They
it's
have guns.
Awesome.
There's a legit.
Yeah,
yeah.
And guns. Yeah.
Armed. And this kid is just like, screw you. I sat through a Japanese dinner for this crap. You are not taking it from me.
Yeah,
just
like John sent that to me, and I swore. I was like, there's no way that they like had guns or anything. They were just like,
yeah,
just being aggressive. And then, yeah, both of them are just waving their guns around just everywhere. And the kid's just like, I don't really care, dude.
I'd That's rather kind of die.
I would rather
than
die.
Not, yeah. I'm going home in a pine box before I'm going home without
Mario.
Yoshi.
Wow.
So I want to know what is like a befitting reward for this kid.
Yeah.
Other than
he
like
got
the French
wanted,
Medal of Honor.
Right?
Yeah. And a Purple Heart just to be safe.
Yeah. I guess a gun?
Okay. So next time
we're gonna
he
give
can
him
shoot
a gun.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's earned
it. Don't worry about it. It's a good guy with
gotta,
a gun.
You gotta learn
that's
to crawl
it.
Before you
that's
walk.
True. That's true. He does he cancel the out the bad guys with the gun.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
And he has definitely proven himself as a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi
he's
plus beating up robbers.
I think publicly GameStop can't do crap. Because, what, are they going to encourage little kids to beat up robbers every
yeah,
time somebody
I would hope
it
so.
It really is terrifying that
this place
that.
Needs more child soldiers.
It's usually... Someone's been playing their Metal Gear. It's usually not going to end up so hilariously that a kid is holding
yeah, exactly.
a Yoshi and then wailing in some robber's breadbasket and or nutsack, however far up a seven-year-old reaches.
Yeah. It's going to be few and far between.
And the guy is just like, this is delightful, and tells him to go lie on the floor with his parents. Like, it's going to end.
Oh, I thought for sure.
With a green Yoshi becoming a red Yoshi.
Yeah.
But I think
you do have to collect them all.
Under the table, they can't encourage vigilantism. Their insurance would go through the roof. But under the table, I mean.
Yeah.
It starts with you getting a guy dressed as Yoshi to live at this kid's house for a week. But where on top
Definitely.
Of that? And I mean, I say
what
like...
What do you think he deserves?
I think one free game a month for life.
I think that's totally doable, and that yeah. doesn't encourage anything either.
One $60 title, and if there's a cute girl running the place once he hits puberty, she has to show her bra. Not
and?
The full nipple. That'd be racist, but...
And
bra.
Just for, if, and I want this just for justice for everybody that's ever been to
Harambe.
GameStop.
Harambe.
That he gets full actual value when he trades in video games.
Ooh.
I
oh.
want that, damn it. If
oh.
anything, GameStop needs to give up to this kid
okay.
is give him a fair price if he's going to trade
right.
in his games.
All right, why don't
games.
They just give him a goddamn rocket ship while we're talking nonsense, Jake? They're never...
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. They would sooner burn the store down and have all three of this family shot along with the clerks than give this kid like even
like,
$40
sure,
on a $60
come to the
game.
Back room. We'll show you where our trade-ins are.
They would give him that, and then they would like hire those two guys.
Exactly. I'd be like, remember
put
these
down.
Two?
Yeah. Punch them again. See what happens. No.
We have to pay them a lot less than we would give you.
That part is not happening.
It's a stretch. I tried.
Now, Sarah,
what
you piped up.
What if they gave him a job? You'd probably... Like,
they wanted to be nice to him, Sarah.
He was like, ooh, that's... Yeah. I guess if he needs one.
There's
yeah,
a,
like, he's always got
a
fallback,
a seven-year-old.
Right? That's not bad.
I don't know.
Oh, you mean hire
oh,
him
like
now?
Oh, right
yeah,
now.
Hire, yeah.
I'd be just as good
I
as most.
I know you were the lawyer, but there's laws for that.
I don't recall any.
No,
I think
you're
it'd
going
be great.
With this.
That's right. You're Irish, so they
it
put
would
you
be
to
so, minimum wage would be so much money for him.
That's true.
And he'd just, I mean, presumably he'd rather hang out at the GameStop as, you know, security or something all day anyway instead of
I'm in GameStops more than any other shop. They kind of have a cool thing going, I guess.
I know how my life led here.
Yeah, you're with a GameStop guy.
I didn't even save anyone. I'm just
no,
there.
There is such a...
He's waiting for his chance.
Really. I think what's yeah. so weird is you look at a GameStop and you think of it as just like nerdy dudes and crap, right? With me so far?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, there are like very, very, very attractive women that work at GameStops. And yet the other, like it's always a dude there working opposite them. Somehow that man is not visibly aroused at all times and is able to function. Despite this beautiful lady in this nerd lair.
Well, I think
I don't know where this is going.
I think you're broadly defining the word function, but I don't know where it's going either.
I just it's very, very funny to it's like I'm still coming from that frame of mind when you're my age. Video games
yes.
weren't a girl thing back in the day. Somehow now they are. Like
yeah, yeah,
big
that's
time.
A thing that happened.
And yet, I come at it from this perspective. Like, if I were a dude, even in my early 20s, to have been able to video game with a girl, that would have been like Jim and Pam stuff. Like, I would have known that.
Always with the Jim and Pam.
That yeah, was the one.
That'll never be us, John.
Immediately.
Let it go.
I don't want it to be us.
Let it go.
Get out of here, Robert California. Your season's over.
Oh.
So,
he was all right.
it's always funny to me. Like, I can only assume in every GameStop where it is like mixed gender for any shift, that dude, the instant the store is empty, is trying with every fiber of his being to date the girl he's working with.
Oh my gosh.
Like, would you not think that?
That would be so different than all other crappy jobs that girls have.
Yeah, basically that happens everywhere.
I'm just saying it'd be even worse.
Especially restaurants.
Especially restaurants.
It would just be Tekken and chill. That's it. All day. That's all the guy's angling for.
Tekken and chill.
It's been a rambling
life. I like that. That's funny.
It's been a rambly bit of a show.
I dig it.
Yeah, a bit rambly today.
A little bit. Someone came in like super late, threw us all off.
Oh. I'm just going to say it was me. I didn't want anybody guessing.
It was
you. Aw. So mystery, we avoid. Can't.
No.
The other nugget.
Did you guys want to talk about Selfie Death List? Or?
Oh,
Selfie Death List.
I think this is that the week we're going to do. You know what?
We were talking about it Saturday. Because we were filming Saturday.
Oh, God. Finally, Gandhi gets his. No, wait, I'm sorry, we can't do Selfie Death List. We didn't do the other video game story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I guess since we're on it, that's
okay,
fine.
We'll do it, though, eventually.
One more time. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I guess since we're on it.
So the other video game story that I found captivating and adorable and all that crap, I don't, apparently not many people, because it's Nintendo and no one plays Nintendo outside of me and Yoshi Boy,
yeah.
Two American heroes.
Sure.
There's a game called Super Mario Maker on the Wii U. It allows you to build Mario levels, like you lay out the blocks. I guess like kind of like a baby Minecraft.
Yeah, like I guess it really does.
You program it and then you play the level.
Yeah, you get to make your own level. It really does mimic Minecraft.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, there's blocks here, there's floor here, there's gap here.
That sounds like playing with blocks.
It is, like virtual blocks. Like
it makes a lot of money.
Enemy goes here.
Either. Huh.
Although I do get that game because that game is fun.
And then you make these levels, you upload them, and other people play them. And yeah, don't act like you don't dig that.
Oh, no, I love Super Mario Maker.
If we're like both drinking, that is what we fire up, and then Pete just sits there.
There are crazy obsessed Japanese kids that like spend like 48 hours on like Death's Door just to make something that I can play while I'm drinking. And
well,
I love
it.
Well,
not just that, yeah. There's.
They sacrificed it just for me so I could give them a star because it was a pretty good level.
And then there's people that your speed run time is there, and like it's always a Japanese
guy. Tempting.
He's always beating you by a hundredth of a second, and you know you'll never touch him because he's Asian and thus robotic.
I mean, it seems okay because, you know, atomic
it's a compliment.
Bomb.
Yeah, exactly. So they mutated
like
to
cool
have
now.
Like
Wins.
Super video gaming power.
Or even.
I don't know, time's up.
So this, a dude puts out a Super Mario Maker level, which features the words, like, what, will you marry me? What the?
Pam.
Pam, was it Pam?
Will you marry me?
Pam, will you marry me?
Just in case somebody else saw it?
Yeah. Right?
Well, yeah, why not put in her last name then?
I wonder if he did have it online.
Because last name is pending.
He's
been the answer
like,
to the question.
Oh, that's true.
But did he have it online? Because that would have been kind of funny if somebody else played it, and then another Pam walked into the room while he was playing it and totally thought
Jenna
that
Fisher?
She was getting proposed to.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be great.
Fake proposals.
And then he'd be like, damn, I have to now.
Yeah, because of the video game contract. That's definitely in the law. That's part of jungle law.
That's law.
Yeah.
Jungle law.
Sorry, that almost went down the wrong pipe. It's starting to trickle
like
down the
Mario.
Wrong pipe, but I think I can make it the rest of the way. So that's a great story. And by the way, if you watch the video, this is the most... God.
The video of the proposal?
Of the proposal.
Like of her playing the game?
Yes.
Bing, bing, bing.
As Pete put it, because he's the sexist pig here, I'm colorblind and fat blind and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
I'm a terrible person.
Wow, she looks like a girl playing video games you'd expect to look like, except put those in the right order.
Sure, yeah.
And something more suave.
I just shook my head, and I was like, that's a little
you disgust
mean
me.
Of you. Yeah, and that's kind of why we were late starting the show.
I bet she has a big heart.
Because you were staring at a picture of a girl you didn't think was attractive?
I honestly
don't even know what to do with you two.
I had a 30-minute talk with Pete about what kind of humor is and isn't appropriate on air. Nah, What can I say?
You told me we should cherish her for her big heart.
Yeah.
And her excellent gaming skills. No, she was terrible.
Hold on.
Oh, she's so bad to watch.
So keep
bad at playing a pretend level that was made just for her.
Exactly. And you know what though? Homeboy could have really stepped his game up. That level was kind of weak.
What's happening?
Did you know her?
No.
I'm hearing something.
Oh wait. Was she a great big fat person?
So
she was a big girl, sir.
Do you know? do you know what's funny?
Yes, it is.
This is premeditated. Yes,
what was premeditated?
He had that queued up?
I'm sure he did.
No, I looked it up right now.
It's always in his back pocket.
While mashing my three chins into the mic, by the way. So as I'm looking to make fun of great big fat people, I'm looking like the Numa
Numa
boy.
Trying to get around the mic to do it.
Pretty bad. But I hope this starts a trend of people sending all sorts of messages.
Oh,
through Mario Maker. Good, bad, horrible.
Yeah, you're fired, maybe?
I was thinking...
Because you're probably about to get fired if
Mom's
you're playing
dead.
Video games at work. Yeah.
Hey, dude, get online. Well, that's
hey,
what you
little
get for
soldier.
Not visiting.
I got good news.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we've bad news.
We
won the level.
We haven't seen Mom in the hospital for a couple days. This is why.
She's in the game.
Yeah, so... You can say that. You can tell your girlfriend you gave her, like, syphilis.
But she would already know because you're George Washington and that's the last person who had syphilis.
Is that how it works? So I don't have to wear condoms?
Yeah, I believe so because...
Nice. Because they itch. So you could...
No, I was about to be mean to you, but I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry.
You could dump a girl that way?
That'd be a funny video.
Sarah, this isn't working out.
Or vice versa.
And then at the end, it like
yeah, that seems
Mario
like a much better way
die.
for the girlfriend who's not interested in you playing video games a million hours a day, or boyfriend, or whatever, to dump you by making you play this level that you're.
That would be funny to see her putting.
You're doing
put
at
in the effort.
Expense
yeah.
of your relationship.
See, like, damn, she went like really deep cut with him.
Yeah, and then
yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
That would devastate him.
You make it completely
she doesn't care about the game.
Easy, like nothing can kill you as you read the entire message. And then as soon as you hit the end of the message, it gets like really, really bad. So the odds of Mario going do-do-do-do-do and giving a shrug at the camera. And then like you finally die and you turn to your significant other and they're giving the same Mario like hands and legs in the air like da-da-da-da-da. Indicating that, yes, the relationship has died like Mario's current life.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great
what
idea.
What else? What else would you put on there?
Maybe
if
just
you were gonna
grocery
do it.
Lists. Maybe like not even important messages. Just like get milk.
Oh, well, you know what? I have seen that.
Really? You have? Tell us about it.
Something similar.
Tell us all about it.
No, they write stuff in there all the time. They're like,
oh, like sort of
it's stupid messages.
Stuff?
No, it's just like go up. You're like,
he's right, actually. Like,
they have been writing messages.
Really?
Like, I'm not joking. Normally, I never fire up Mario Maker unless it's like 2 a.m.
Is it hard? Like, or Zelda or something?
I just heard, is it hard?
Is it hard? It's like, no, I've been playing video games for too long. Of course it isn't.
You have to ask, you're playing a video game. Yeah.
That's how lazy we get as Americans, by the way. If it's like past 1 a.m.
video game.
Yeah, and
I'll read later.
We've both been drinking. It's like, well, I don't want to play a game where there's like work involved. I don't want it to be a game that counts. So we fire up Mario Maker, and then, yeah, you
literally.
Can like, you run through these stages, but usually it's just dumb stuff like, Pete is the coolest guy on earth. Like, guys just write vain BS
and
in the stage
like that.
And it's
also like 7-second levels on some of these, too, where we're just
this
like.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Well, there's other constructions
like
where you
it is
honestly,
kind of pathetic.
You don't even play it. Like, Mario will just start immediately being, like, pushed by a springboard and then just down conveyor belts. And the whole time, it's like, yeah, you can read, like, the entire Communist Manifesto typed out. And then it just shoves him against the flag and the level's over. And you're like, what was the point of that?
And then I tell John to play it again because he didn't get the high score.
He's like, I blinked!
I'm like, you could do that faster, John. I know it.
What is the opiate of the masses?
I'm always trying to push John. I'm looking out for him.
Well, are we ready to wrap this
play.
One up?
Yeah.
We got
sure.
two
Let's
to
go
three
home
laughs.
And play some video games.
Oh, my God. This wasn't our best, but you know what?
You don't say that. Not to me.
Again,
I was doing good.
Leave it at home, you guys.
I'm just saying.
We're about to take it home.
we should treat this episode like a gorilla holding a baby. That's all
I got a
I'm
Super
saying.
Mario message for you.
Oh, really? Stop undermining the show. Don't tell them it's bad and they won't realize it.
You never let me
be
say
nicer.
That it's good.
Okay.
At the end, I always
say,
it. Say it's good.
Say it if it's true this episode, Sarah.
I'm tired and I have to go now.
Sarah's actually sick too.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to us ramble about video games and gorillas. That is the title of the podcast, Video Games and Gorillas. So every episode, it's going to be video games or gorillas or both.
From now on.
Papa's Basement. That's the actual show name. I kid. John Papa Georgia, the host. We have Sarah Beaker over there co-hosting. We have Pete maybe co-hosting. He gave me the finger because I put you first, but I was looking at you. I was making eye contact, and it's like so much work to
burn
my jowls.
Pete comes first in your heart.
He's just tired with me. I can tell.
No, we didn't get our usual meditative time beforehand. We need those 3 hours to relax. It's all good. Next week, it'll be great.
Yes.
It'll be better. You'll get so sick of this
podcast
being great.
I'm not giving you enough,
great.
Let me know.
No, Sam just gave us the five to get the hell out signal anyhow.
Sam, we're leaving.
Got it.
We're all good. InPapasBasement.com. The show website has every episode we've ever done. At Papa's Basement if you want to tweet me. At Papa's Basement if you want to Instagram me. In Facebook.com/Papa's Basement for that thing.
Absolutely.
Facebook's not cool with the kids anymore. They just want to go to...
They just hide all your messages.
Yeah, the color wristband
like,
parties and Yoshi
that's
dolls.
Not hate speech. Get it off Facebook.
You guys, promote your thing.
I'm Pete Maybe, and I'm at Pete Maybe. That's where I do most of my work. And that's really it for now. But we got some videos coming out soon. So I think we'll be done around
that's
the
right.
500 episode hour.
Oh, yeah, and youtube.com/InPapa's Basement. That one has the in, right?
In Papa's Basement? No, none of them have In Papa's Basement except for In Papa's Basement. And we're going to get you, lady.
So, one day we'll fix that. One day.
I swear to God.
All right, Tipsy Dixie, what's your thing?
Wait, so that was YouTube/Papa's Basement.
There you go.
I'm Madame Too Soon. That's T-U-S-O-O-N. And maybe I'll look into changing it, but we'll see.
All right, till next
time. So that it's easier to spell.
Thank you. We're Americans. We're so dumb we put our kids in gorilla cages. You think they can spell that? Come on. All right, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.